When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Spirits are present everywhere, as we've said before. This week, we take you to a very well-known place in Appalachia where ghost stories abound, and we'll share a few of those with you. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia. Well, today, Gina, we have a tale of some ghostly happenings in a very famous place in Southwest Virginia.
And that would be?
The Barter Theater.
Woohoo! Okay.
Now, let's tell you a little bit about the background leading up to the Barter, and that, in a strange way, goes to a church. The Sinking Spring Presbyterian Church was established in 1773 in Abingdon and was housed in a log church building built by the members of the congregation and its pastor, who happened to be the Reverend Charles Cummings, on an 11-acre plot. And on that plot, by the way, was the church cemetery, which is still there in Abingdon.
Oh.
It's a very famous cemetery. I was over there a couple of weeks ago, just looking around, and you can find just some of the most ornate gravestones, some of the most plain gravestones, regular folks, and important people. There's a governor of Virginia buried over there, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Governor Campbell. Anyway, this plot of land no longer belongs to Sinking Spring. It is now a historic site, and it's owned by the town of Abingdon, and it's open to the public during daylight hours. On that piece of land still stands that old log church, the original church of Sinking Spring Presbyterian Church.
My goodness. Okay.
They built a new building not long after that, something better and nicer than a log cabin. Then they built another, and then another, and finally the last one in downtown Abingdon, a really nice, beautiful church building, which is where they are today. But Gina, this story is not really about the Sinking Spring Presbyterian Church. Instead, it's about strange goings-on in the church's third building, built in 1831, also located in downtown Abingdon. And this building is still in use today and houses Virginia's official state theater, the Barter. You see, after the church gave up the future Barter Theater building, it went through several owners, including, I think, the Sons of Temperance, which is an anti-alcohol group. They actually did the first play there called The Virginian back in, I think, the 1850s. So that's Barter Theater wasn't the first theater that was in that building. The town used it as a town hall and then as the fire hall, complete with a very loud fire siren placed on the roof, which was used until 1994. In 1994, Barter was there. Guess what they did when the fire alarm went off?
Do tell.
They paused whatever they were doing. They just paused midline until the alarm ended and then started back up.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, during the Great Depression, an out-of-work actor in New York decided to return home to Southwest Virginia after his father's death. Robert Porterfield of Saltville established Barter Theater as a repertory company in 1933, allowing a unique form of payment for admission to their plays and the one that Barter got its name after. Produce and livestock, or bartering admission for food. Porterfield brought in many now famous actors over the years to perform at the Barter, including Gregory Peck, Ernest Borgnine, Ned Beatty, Hume Cronin, and Larry Linville of MASH fame. Robert Porterfield died October 28, 1971 in Abingdon, but Gina, it's said that he still hangs out at the Barter.
Interesting.
Hanging inside the Barter Theater is a famous painting of Robert Porterfield by a Dutch painter. And many an actor or visitor has told tales of seeing the Barter founder's spirit. He's been spotted in the upstairs lobby, in the seats downstairs, and backstage where the actors congregate. He's usually seen dressed in gray. Actors on the stage have reported seeing Mr. Porterfield in the audience, enjoying whatever play is being performed. In the fall of 1971, right after Robert Porterfield passed away, an actor apprentice at the Barter met a friend for a nightcap at the Martha Washington Inn, which is right across the street. When they left the inn at about 2:30 in the morning, they stopped to chat at the gate in front of the inn and directly across the street from the Barter. There, the apprentice looked up to see through a window a man, dressed in gray, standing in the theater's upstairs galley. This man pulled back one of the white curtains and motioned the two of them to come to the theater. Certainly this was a joke, thought the apprentice. So he went across the street and found the door locked from the inside. He knocked several times, but nobody answered. So he and his friend went to the stage door and found it locked, too. They returned across the street. And again, they saw the man in the gray suit motioning them to come on over to the Barter. This time, though, they saw a light in the window that was usually white, now glowing bright red. Just at that moment, though, a truck passed by, blocking their view. When it passed, the man was gone, and the light was back to being white. Then there was the time a stage manager was working on a set for a new production of Hamlet. As he continued to put the set together, he began to get an odd feeling, you know, that somebody or something was there in the room with him. He decided to ignore it and just keep on working, but that may have been the wrong decision to make. As the minutes passed, that bad feeling got stronger and stronger. Soon he was completely overwhelmed with a feeling of impending doom, so much so he kicked open a mysteriously stuck stage door and ran out into the street to get away from whoever or whatever it was. Once outside, the feeling disappeared after about 15 minutes. And no, this was not the ghost of Robert Porterfield, for this incident happened 4 years before his death. Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that there's a tunnel that runs between the stage door at the Barter and the Martha Washington Inn across the street?
No, that, I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, it was built to smuggle supplies and people between the two locations during the Civil War. See, during the Civil War, the Martha Washington Inn was being used as a hospital for Confederate soldiers. And so if they couldn't get things in past the Yankees who were occupying town, then they would go through that, at that time, the former church building, to do so.
How about that?
It's said that a ghost of a Confederate soldier emerged from that tunnel and chased actor Ned Beatty out of the dressing room once. That soldier, it's said, can still be seen from time to time in a theater and will try to show you his wounds. Now, if you go to the Barter, Gina, and you see a Confederate ghost that says, "Looky here at my wounds," don't do it. Because it's said that if you do look at those wounds, you'll be dead within 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. Won't do that.
It's also said that an actor was supposed to be playing Dracula in a play, but he was hit and killed by a car while crossing the street on opening night for it. Ever since, you can sometimes hear something at the front entrance and then feel a cold wind rushing through the theater past you. Some even claim they've seen this actor on stage in his Dracula costume, performing his part silently while the other actors, oblivious to his presence, continue to perform their own play.
Oh, my goodness. I have not heard these stories about Barter.
Well, I hadn't either. I got looking around, just sort of came up on a few things, mm-hmm. and did a little research and mm-hmm. found all these little stories. And I'm sure there's probably more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Many probably told just between the actors and never made public. But those, yeah, have been told. And apparently other folks besides the actors have seen some of this stuff too.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see one when I was there.
Yeah, me too. It's been a while, but I don't remember seeing anything unusual up there.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I wouldn't have noticed. I think I was young, very young. So. Well, good story.
Well, thank you very much. And that, folks, is the tale of the ghost of the Barter Theater, another bit of the folklore of this place we call home. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast, for free, of course. You can do that at Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, Odyssey, Spotify, Audible, Good Pods, or wherever you can find your own podcasts. Go enjoy a good play. And sweet dreams, podcast listeners.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.